Young people are a critical voting bloc in today's election, and NPR's Alyssa Nadworny is in Western Pennsylvania, where she's been talking with college students.
It's 8 a.m. when I meet up with Lucy Bello.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
She's a senior studying Spanish education at Mercyhurst University in Erie, and she's got to walk over to the polls before her classes start.
That's about 7 minutes up the street, so not too bad.
She's from a small town an hour away and says it wasn't until college that she started being more politically engaged.
I felt like nothing in the world really affected me yet. And then coming here and realizing like, oh no, I am an adult now. This is all affecting me. This is going to be my future and my friend's future.
When we get to the Methodist Church to vote, there are no lines.
Yes, I am.
Bello heads in to vote in her first presidential election and I wait outside.
What did it feel like to vote?
Feels really awesome. You know, I got to, you put your a ballot into the little machine and you actually get to see the number tick up. So I was number 96 here today. So very exciting.
Do you feel comfortable telling me who you voted for?
No.
Tell me why.
I guess it's just one of those things, once you put it in writing, people use it against you for some reason or another. And I don't like that.
Holden Zerba is not as tight-lipped. He's a junior studying political science at Mercyhurst, and he's voting for President Trump today. He's been thinking about politics and voting since he was little.
I mean, in fourth grade, I was John McCain for Halloween.
He actually drove home about 2 hours from Erie to vote in person. He called me from the polling place.
So I am in line. There's about 18 in front of us. Thank you.
He's wavered a bit on who to vote for, but spending time with his relatives this weekend helped clarify things.
Being home and surrounded by my family and watching the rallies and everything like that made me more comfortable with it, actually, feeling like really good about it and excited.
After waiting in line for an hour, he called with an update. Mission accomplished on his first presidential election.
There was a moment when it first popped up, like the choices for president, I was like, oh, wow, this is here. This is real. This is actually happening now.
Zerba said it took him just a few seconds to vote Republican down the ticket. He's heading back to campus this afternoon to watch returns.
There's a bell on campus that you're allowed to ring at any time if something good happens.
If Trump wins, he says, he'll be out there ringing that bell no matter what hour it is. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Erie, Pennsylvania.